KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning from the weekend in high school sports, the Winterset Huskies scored 213.5 points to win the 65th annual John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament Saturday in Corning. The Atlantic Cam squad came in as the runner-up with 164.5 points. The Trojans had two individual champions, with Joe Weaver winning at 126 pounds and Kale Roller coming out on top at 285. Weaver defeated Dawson Bond of Red Oak in the final by a 3-0 decision. Roller won by fall in the title match over Duggan Tolley of Winterset at the 322 mark. Ethan Fullman finished as the runner-up at 120 pounds, and Caden Stutzman was second at 152 for the Trojans. Some other team scores include Creston placing third with 162.5. Red Oak and Mount Air were fourth and fifth. Missouri Valley was sixth. Riverside placed seventh. And Tri-Center was 10th overall in that tournament on Saturday. Among some of the other champions, John Schroeder of Riverside, the champ at 106. His teammate Jace Rose wins at 113. Garen Worcester of Creston OM wins at 132. His teammates Jackson Kinsella at 182 and Sam Chapman at 195 also were winners. Justin McCunn of Red Oak wins at 170 pounds. Drew Van Tiger of Bedford Lennox, a champ at 170. And Crew Howard of Clarinda took the 220-pound title in that Saturday meet. Also, the Iowa Wrestling Coaches Association Girls State Wrestling Tournament finished up on Saturday in Waverly. The host school, Waverly Shellrock, won the team title with 156.5 points. Charles City was the runner-up with 128 points. Some of the place winners from around the region, Addison Lundquist of Southwest Valley placed fifth at 106. Seventh place finish for Hannah Rainey of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln at 113 pounds. At 126, Sophie Barnes of Lewis Central placed fifth. At 132, Abby McIntyre of Glenwood won the state title. Olivia Diggins of Logan Magnolia was the runner-up at 138. Bella Canada of AHSTW was eighth at 170 pounds, while Ileana Giannis of Riverside placed second at 285 in that Saturday meet. In high school boys basketball from Saturday in the Corner Conference Tournament, the title goes to Stanton. They beat East Mills by 10, 48-38 in the championship game. Sydney took third with a 43-41 win over Fremont Mills. Also in basketball Saturday, Bishop Newman defeated Harlan 65-40. Trainer over Oakland Craig 69-42. Dallas Center Grimes topping Kemper Catholic 73-42. In Saturday girls basketball, Harlan over Bishop Newman 49-36 in non-conference play. In men's college hoops on Sunday, from the top 25, San Diego State remains the lone undefeated team in men's Division I basketball, as Malachi Flynn provided 21 points and the fourth-ranked Aztecs improved to 21-0, holding off UNLV 71-67. Cassius Winston had 18 points and 8 assists, helping 11th-ranked Michigan State dump Minnesota 70-52. Chris Duarte had 24 points as number 12 Oregon won its 12th consecutive home game, ripping UCLA 96-75. Number 17 Maryland closed on a 7-0 run in the final 85 seconds and a 77-76 triumph over Indiana. And it was number 25 Houston over South Florida 68-49. Trey Burhouse scored the first 5 points of overtime, finishing with 11 points and a career-high 12 rebounds as Northern Iowa defeated Loyola of Chicago 67-62 to pull even with the Ramblers atop the Missouri Valley Conference standings. Green and Austin Fife topped Northern Iowa with 14 points apiece. Cameron Krutwig topped the Ramblers with 19 points and a career-best 14 rebounds for his sixth double-double of the season. Both those teams are 6-2 in conference play, UNI 17-3 overall. Anthony Murphy made one of two free throws with 4 seconds remaining in the game, and Keandre Cook missed a three-pointer at the buzzer as Drake edged Missouri State 71-69 on Sunday. Roman Penn paced Drake with 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. As the Bulldogs improved to 5-3 in the Valley, they are 15-6 overall on the season. Iowa will be in search of a rare victory over Wisconsin tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. The Badgers have won 8 of the last 10 in that series, including 4 of 5 in Carver-Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes lead the Big Ten in scoring at just over 80 points a game, and Coach Fran McCaffrey credits his players' attention to the game plan.
You know, they're a participant in the discussion. I mean, that's what coaching is. Get them to understand what's required. And then if everything breaks down, somebody's got to go make a play. especially when the shot clock's running down.
Hawkeyes are nationally ranked despite season-ending injuries to a pair of starters, and McCaffrey says it's become one of the most enjoyable teams that he's coached.
You know, I can't think of a team that didn't have character and didn't try to do everything I asked them to do. Had a few clunkers in there, but this team kind of deals with whatever comes their way. And there's no excuses. And they really, I think, more importantly, we talk about accepting coaching, that's important, but I think they really support one another.
McCaffrey says junior center Luka Garza's impact on the team goes beyond his 23 points and 10 rebounds per game.
You know, I think his energy level, along with that, is what's infectious. You know, because when a big fella's sprinting and attacking the glass at both ends and making plays and doesn't take a possession off, seemingly never gets tired, that's going to impact everybody else.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on KJAN. The pregame at 6:30 tonight and tip-off just after 7:30 from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa facing Wisconsin this evening. Well, freshman McKenna Warnock scored a career-high 22 points Sunday as the 19th-ranked Iowa women raced away to a 74-57 win over Michigan State. Warnock stepped up after sophomore center Monica Cisnano left the game in the third quarter with an ankle injury.
Honestly, it was just my teammates trusting in me and the coaching staff trusting me. I had a couple play calls for me, and everyone on the court just told me to take it at them. So, honestly, it was just the support from everyone else.
The Hawkeyes outscored the Spartans 28-9 in the fourth quarter to claim their 32nd consecutive home win. Kathleen Doyle added 20 points as the Hawkeyes improved 8-1 in the Big Ten.
I'm just really proud of the way our young team has come to practice to work hard every single day. And I mean, obviously we're trying to get wins every single day, but all you can do is get better by one inch every single day. So I think we do a really good job of coming in focused. And I'm just proud of the way we fight every day.
Big crowd yesterday, 13,420 were on hand for that Hawkeye victory as Iowa retired the number 10 jersey of their all-time leading scorer, Megan Gustafson, after the contest. Iowa is now 17-3 on the season with that win. Well, the basketball community is mourning the death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant at the age of 41. The former Lakers guard, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others are dead after their helicopter went down Sunday morning about 30 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. Authorities said that 9 people were aboard the helicopter and presumed dead after earlier putting the death toll at 5. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that Bryant was among the victims, while another person with knowledge of the matter says his daughter Gianna was also killed. Bryant won 5 NBA titles during a 20-year playing career spent entirely with the Lakers. He retired in 2016 as the league's number 3 all-time scorer and remained there until Lakers forward LeBron James passed him on Saturday. Bryant was the league MVP in 2008, capturing 2 scoring titles and earned 12 selections to the NBA's all-defensive teams. Reaction to the death of Bryant was swift and numerous. Michael Jordan gave a statement commending Bryant for his fierce competitive streak and called him one of the greats of the game. Larry Bird issued a statement saying Bryant was not only an icon in the sports arena, he was a man of the world and touched so many lives and communities in the most positive ways. Former President Barack Obama used Twitter to call Bryant a legend on the court and just getting started in what would have been just as meaningful a second act. NBA teams paid tribute to Bryant in several ways. The Nuggets held a moment of silence before tip-off against the visiting Rockets, with fans chanting his name right after. The Raptors and Spurs each allowed the 24-second clock to run out on purpose during their first possessions in recognition of Bryant's jersey number 24. The Grizzlies won the opening tip against Phoenix and immediately took a 24-second shot clock violation. When the Suns took possession, they stayed in the backcourt for an 8-second violation, the 24 and 8 representing Bryant's 2 different numbers during his NBA career. The Trailblazers and the Pacers did the same in their game, and Mavericks owner Mark Cuban says his team is retiring the number 24 in honor of Bryant, saying his legacy transcends basketball. Well, the Pro Bowl turned into a Kobe Bryant tribute. Players got together and faked fadeaway jumpers after big plays. Green Bay receiver Devontae Adams pointed to the sky and flashed the number 24 in his fingers as an ode to Bryant's jersey after a touchdown catch. The NFL's annual All-Star Game also held a moment of silence for Bryant in the first half. The AFC beat the NFC 38-33 for a 4th consecutive victory in Orlando. The latest one might have been the last near Walt Disney World, as the NFL is considering moving that game around. Wimbledon champion Simona Halep has reached quarterfinals of the Australian Open with a 6-4, 6-4 win over Elise Mertens. The 4th-seeded Halep appeared to be cruising after winning the first set and going up a service break in the second, but Mertens broke back to level during the second set at 4-4. Halep responded by converting her fifth breakpoint chance in the next game and then served out at Love to clinch the match and earn a meeting in the next round. The 28th-seeded Annette Kontaveit advanced with a 6-7, 7-5, 7-5 win in her match yesterday. Also advancing to the quarterfinals is Garbine Muguruza, who was a 6-3, 6-3 winner against 9th-seeded Kiki Bertens. Muguruza will play the winner of Angelique Kerber's match today, as she faces off against an unseeded opponent. Over to the men's bracket, Stan Wawrinka advanced to the Australian Open quarterfinals with a 5-set win over 4th-seeded Daniil Medvedev. Dominic Thiem reached the quarterfinals for the first time with a straight sets win over Gael Monfils. And a marquee matchup of the day, 8th schedule, has top seed Rafael Nadal against Australian Nick Kyrgios. Also in the fourth round, Alexander Zverev is in action. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.